Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Dr. Jeffrey Geis of the Turnaround Zone in the Clark County School District, plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Robin Reedy, James Smack, and Andy Barbano. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Managers. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome Dr. Jeffrey Geis with the Turnaround Zone with the Clark County School District back to the program. Pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Pleasure to be here, Sam. Thank you.
Let's start out with something that I know has got to be troubling to you and the Clark County School District, as well as school districts around the country, which is with all this concern about what happened in San Bernardino last week and all the rhetoric that is going on. What are teachers being told in how to deal with potential conflicts that may arise between Syrian or Muslim students within the Clark County School District?
Well, I think that in the schools that I supervise, we're telling our teachers the same as we've been telling them for the last 20-some years since Columbine, and that is to be aware. We train our teachers on look-fors and our administrators and our support staff on look-fors of students that may have concealed weapons or anyone else for that matter. Schools have safety plans that they turn in to guys like me at the beginning of a school year. And then of course, security processes in place constantly looking at all those things. And we tell our students, because let's face it, if you've got a high school, let's say, with 150 employees and 3,000 kids, students are going to see something before an employee does, most likely. So we talk to students about those things, not to be alarmist, but to ensure that it's okay to report things up and, hey, nothing's out of the... If you see something out of the ordinary, it's okay to report it so we can look into those matters.
Let me open up the picture a little wider, though, and say that there's a climate of fear that has been created. And one of the concerns I have is that kids that would normally not be looking in a negative way at a Muslim student or in particular a Syrian student, that they may now have thoughts or feelings that they should be concerned about those students. How do you deal with that side of things?
Well, you deal with that by, students and adults have cultural sensitivity trainings in the Clark County School District, and I'm sure throughout the nation, and you educate. That's how you deal with it. You educate. And if a student is picked on for their religious affiliation or for any other difference that stands out, then you deal with those things on a case-by-case basis and educate the individuals that are involved, and that's how you deal with it. And also on a wider level as well. And I think it's really important to note too, Sam, that, in the United States of America, statistically, students are safer in school than their own living rooms. So it's important to be aware. It's an important aspect to have cultural sensitivity, as you've indicated, and educate students not only case by case but holistically. But it's also important to keep this in perspective. Schools are safe places for children.
Let's talk about the turnaround zones. And one of the biggest things that you have to deal with in these schools is English as a second language students. How is that coming along?
It's really interesting. About a month ago, I had the opportunity to do some classroom walkthroughs. And where normally in classroom walkthroughs, an individual observes the teacher engaging students in learning. This one was interesting because we were assigned to a second language student. And I observed that student all day long for 2 days. What was remarkable, with highly effective teachers, that student was engaged, that student was pushed to give feedback, to vocalize, to ensure that he demonstrated understanding of the topic. With not so highly effective teachers, what did that student do? Remained silent. It's tantamount to you or I, Sam, I know you've traveled abroad, you've traveled to countries where you don't speak that language. What do? We withdraw. We remain silent. It's incumbent upon us as a system to ensure that teachers and administrators know how to pull and engage the student, pull information from the student, engage that student in the learning. So that's how we do that. It's that simple. It's not rocket science.
There's a fascinating documentary that just came out on HBO that talks about the Hispanic explosion in this country, and it traces it back to the 1940s and 1950s and how through culture, through music, the Hispanic community started to spread throughout the United States in cultural terms. But it comes up with a fascinating statistic, which is the time 2050 turns around, 1 in 3 people in the United States will be of Hispanic origin. What do you think about that number, and what do you think it means for our country?
That number's not a surprise to me. We have a changing demography in the United States of America. We need to respond to that, not only in our education system, but throughout all of our government systems, to the changing demography. There's no fighting it. It's going to come to fruition. It's coming to fruition every decade, an increase. As I indicated, it is not rocket science. The point is that with our educators in our classrooms, we want to make sure that we engage every learner, and not let anyone sit on the sidelines and not participate. And really, Sam, that's what it boils down to, especially with second language students.
Students from other backgrounds that come to this country, or second generation of folks who came to this country, have a desire to exceed beyond that of a normal student.
Well, I think, as with any culture, you see generation after generation improving. I mean, you look at some of the statements that were written about the migration of individuals from Ireland or from Italy, 70, 80, 100 years ago, and they're comparable to some of the misinformed statements that are said about Hispanic or Latino migration now. So you see generational fixes. But should we do things to expedite it? in our school system? Absolutely, because that's in our financial best interest, not only as the state of Nevada, but as a country. We want people to get a diploma. We want people to be able to work. We want people to go to college. And the root of it is, if you engage those learners from the time they enter your system, the propensity for that is greater.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dr. Geis when we come back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He is one of the heads of the turnaround zone in the Clark County School District. What's happening within the school district itself, beyond the suggestions that have come from the school superintendent in regard to what happened at the legislature in terms of the breakup of the Clark County School District?
Well, what's happening is that AB 394, which is now law, has kicked into gear. So there is a technical advisory committee and a main AB 394 committee, which are examining, it's about a year and a half process, to my understanding, ways to reorganize the Clark County School District to potentially be more responsive to the public.
And your thoughts on the suggestions that came from the superintendent?
Well, here's my thoughts. I've lived through, in 21 years, I've seen several reorganizations in the Clark County School District. Throughout the nation, reorganizations happen all the time in school districts and so forth. I'm going to reserve my thoughts on what the reorganization plan will be, because we won't know until these committees finish their process, which is dictated by legislation. But what I will say is this. Reorganizations usually do not have a direct impact on what improves student achievement. What impacts student achievement is highly effective teachers and highly effective administrators in schools, just like I serve in the Clark County School District's turnaround zone with 19 schools and 25,000 students in that little cluster of schools, which are identified by the lowest achieving schools and the ones that had had a downward trajectory in achievement for three or more years prior to entry into this turnaround zone. So that's what makes an impact. Now, if ultimately this reorganization can demonstrate to me that it will impact classroom teaching and student achievement levels and impact and help assist administrators be optimally effective, then I'll be all for it. But we have yet to see what that's going to look like, Sam.
Let's talk a little bit about the ESAs, the Education Savings Accounts, and the idea that kids have to come out of private schools, charter schools, go into the Clark County School District for 100 days, and then be pulled out for the parents to be able to collect the money or to be able to give that to the charter schools. Does this make sense to you?
Well, it's not the charter schools, it's parochial or private schools. I understand the intent of the legislation, but let us suppose I'm a parent and my child's in school 100 days, and let us suppose I'm a parent in poverty, and I am eligible to receive that $5,000. Well, then let us suppose the school that I want to send my child to costs $10,000 a year. Am I going to be able to come up with the other five? Let us suppose it's cost neutral. Let us suppose the school is just $5,000 a year and I get the $5,000 a year. Am I going to be able to provide, do I have the means to transport my child 10 miles away to that parochial institution? So I understand the intent of the legislation, but I don't think it has eradicated barriers for the students who may need them removed most.
Are we ever going to get to the point where we're not going to need remedial education for kids to go from high school to college? We've got about 30 seconds.
That's a great question. That's going to depend on college requirements and so on and so forth. And I think we're working toward it every day. And I just want to say that in our turnaround zone, for example, which the State Department of Education has said, we will allow the Clark County School District's turnaround zone to treat your schools before migration to the ASD, the Achievement School District. We see schools in 2 years with 30% or more graduation rate increases, which ties directly to their student proficiency levels, which ties directly to your question. So the chance of those students going to college are greater because grad rates are up, and needing remediation is far lessened in college because they're increasing proficiency, they're getting graduation rates up, and you see it across the board K through 12. 25 to 50% increases in proficiency level K through 12 and graduation rates in just shy of 30% increases in a couple of school years, 35% for Chaparral High School, who exited the turnaround zone last year.
And that's
so those are the kinds of initiatives.
And that's where we got to leave it. Dr. Geis, great job. Thanks so much for being here as always. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Do you want a marketing expert when selling your home? Then you want Marshall Realty, because they will market your home everywhere. Call today to have your home featured right here on TV, so you can get top dollar for your home.
We don't just practice law here in Reno. This is our home. Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
If you could see your cough, you'd see all the sickness you're spreading. New Robitussin CF Max Avir soothes and delivers powerful relief of cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, and fever. New Robitussin CF Max Avir, because it's never just a cough.
Fact. When emergency room doctors choose an OTC pain reliever for their patients' muscle, back, and joint pain, the medicine in Advil is their number one choice. Nothing is stronger on tough pain than Advil. Relief doesn't get any better than this. Advil.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, James Smack is here. He's the former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. Robin Rady is former Chief of Staff to Governor Gibbons. And Andy Barbano is the editor of NevadaLabor.com. So tell me, is Donald Trump pulling a Ross Perot where he's just getting crazy? I mean, the statements he's making about not allowing Muslims to come into this country, this is pretty much up there with Ross Perot, who at the time had potential to win the presidency, or at least the primary, and suddenly he was alleging that the FBI was trying to raid his daughter's wedding. I mean, even Donald Trump doesn't believe what Donald Trump is saving. I can't believe that.
Some of these statements are just purely over the top, and I don't know if he's just trying to get entertainment value out of it and is misreading his audience or what he's trying to do, but it's just been ridiculously getting on to be a ridiculously strange level here with Donald Trump. And my early prediction was in January he was going to declare victory and get out, and I still kind of stand behind that, but It's looking more and more like he's trying to stay in. He's going to try and win this thing. But if he keeps making over-the-top statements like this, he's going to lose the moderates in the party for sure. He's going to pander too much to the ultra-conservative base, and that's not going to be a winning strategy for him.
And do you believe, Robin, that the ultra-conservative base, in a majority, believes what Donald Trump is saying? That it makes sense?
I would like to think that that is not true. I don't think Mr. Trump is representative of Republicans at large. However, I do think he's touched on a vein of desperation within the party, and those beliefs get echoed. But I do think Trump is pandering and maybe has gone over the top, but I thought he had gone over the top long ago. I've never been a Trump fan.
Every time I think Donald Trump has said that statement that's gone too far, it just seems like his poll numbers go up. So I am having a harder and harder time reading the tea leaves on this one.
What do you make of it, Andy?
The next step from Mr. Trump will be to call for concentration camps. And that strikes a nerve with me and why I hate Kate Smith. Miss God Bless America during World War II, this is why my entire family detested her. After the Japanese were interred in World War II by Franklin Roosevelt, largely on bogus information such as we're getting today about Muslims, Kate Smith called for putting the Italians in concentration camps too. That would have been my family, my mother and father. That's the next step, and that's how dangerous this demagogue, this fascist is. And I think he believes everything he's saying because, as H.L. Mencken said, paraphrasing, nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public. And Hermann Göring said, all you have to do is make people think they're being attacked and you can take control of the government.
Well, but we can even go further back in history. What it reminds me of is even before World War I, where there was very isolationist tendencies, and it seems like that's where we're heading, out of fear.
But that is really, one would hope, not the American way of the 2015. I mean, you know, to me...
Hey, we got Guantanamo, baby. What do you mean it's not the American way?
To me... You know, I am more with George W. Bush, who was inarticulate when he said it, but after 9/11 said the best thing we can do is go shopping. And I agree. I plan to not live my life in fear.
Agreed. You know,
my father used to go to Israel on a regular basis to visit his grandkids, and he said to me one time, I'm sure you're concerned that I keep going to Israel. And I said, yeah, to an extent I am. And he said, well, I'm not going to let anybody get in the way of me seeing my grandchildren. He just planned to live his life, and he lived his life fully and was never involved in any kind of terrorist situation. It just seems to me that that's the attitude we have to have as Americans. And yes, not to be foolish, but
Absolutely. I think I don't think we can go along living our life in fear. But let's also look at the case in point of what happened in San Bernardino here a few days ago. The clamor on the left has been, we need more gun control, we need more gun laws. Well, the last time I checked, California has universal background checks. California has an assault weapons ban. California has a high-capacity magazine ban. My question to the left is, how did those help the victims of San Bernardino? How did those laws help those people?
But I would
we're going to hold you up because we're going to have you back on in a couple of shows from now. So let's continue this discussion when we come back.
That was demagoguery at its worst.
More to come on this on the show after next.
I got to Anya from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to Anya, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
We stop arthritis pain so you don't have to stop. Tylenol 8-Hour Arthritis Pain has two layers of pain relief. The first is fast. The second lasts all day. We give you your day back. What you do with it is up to you. Tylenol.
These days, everything's smart. Phones, cars, even TVs. Now's the time to get the smartest TV, internet, and voice services for your home at $29.99 a month each. The Spectrum Triple Play. Call 844-885-2999. Why is the Spectrum Triple Play so smart? You get all your favorite HD channels free. And all your primetime shows are free on demand so you can watch instantly. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. Get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL. With a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. With Spectrum Voice, enjoy unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. All for a great price with no contracts. Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-885-2999.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Every day we help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
On our next broadcast, Don Cavallo will join us. He's the Washoe County Public Administrator, and he'll have some interesting thoughts on our previous show on this subject. We'll see you then.